This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branowy. down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Pitcher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Springer. Coming right back with Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher.
Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Bart Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is girls high school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Thanks to our fine listening audience via scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We are at Fort Laramie as the Fort Laramie girls try to rebound from that 22-point loss at Lima Bath on Saturday against a rock-solid new Knoxville team here tonight. Fort Laramie 16-1 on the year now after losing Saturday. New Knoxville coming off a 52-32 drubbing of Botkins on Saturday is now 13-2. Fort Laramie 10-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. New Knoxville 3-2 in the MAC in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Two setbacks for the Rangers. 43-38 to Fort Recovery and 38-29 to Minster. Chuck, we saw Fort Laramie basketball on Saturday. Wasn't very good. Slow start, whittled a 12-point deficit to 5 midway second quarter, and then it was all uphill as Lima Bath steamrolled final two quarters. Fort Laramie out of sorts, 24 turnovers, 12 in each half.
Well, the fact is Lima Bath was prepared for everything that Fort Laramie wanted to do to them.
Yep.
And on top of that, they pressed Laramie into submission. I had not seen that in 5 or 6 years, a team able to do that to the Redskins. But they were outplayed, outcoached, out-hustled, and it showed up in a 22-point loss.
And that setback on Saturday stopped
a 42-game win streak for the Fort Loramie girls program over a two-year span. Fort Loramie girls, Chuck, still have not lost here at home since way back in December of 2017, four calendar years ago. Three seasons plus ago, we covered that game. Tippecanoe was really good in Division II that season, came in here and beat Fort Loramie by 18 points. That's the last Fort Loramie girls defeat suffered here at this Fort Loramie gym. New Knoxville would like to turn the tables on the Redskins tonight. Over the last four decades plus, Chuck, 21 games between the two clubs, New Knoxville's never won. Fort Loramie and New Knoxville have played the last 8 years. Five games very close. In fact, five Fort Loramie triumphs of those eight by a grand total of 16 points. New Knoxville is number 11 in the state, according to a poll released by the Associated Press today at 4 o'clock. Fort Loramie hung on to the number one spot by three scant points over Minster. They split the first place votes right down the middle, half and half, by all of those pollsters who took part in the voting. Fort Loramie hanging on to number one by a thread. We media like to talk about it. Doesn't mean a thing to head coach Carla Siegel and her players.
Well, no, because in basketball you get to go out and prove who's number one. You know, you've asked me more than once if it's good for a team to lose a game.
Right.
And I've never agreed that it's a good thing.
Oh, this one was.
This was a loss. If they had lost by a point, no, it would have been a bad loss.
Right.
They got beat by 22, and I guarantee you that it got their attention, and it got the coaching staff's attention. So I think we're going to see a different Loramie team tonight.
Yeah, that no doubt was a learning exhibition on Saturday afternoon. I'm sure head coach Carla Siegel went over those facets of the game that need improvement and their areas of girls high school basketball in which Fort Loramie has excelled for years. Just dropped their guard on Saturday, and Lima Bath was at A+. Fort Loramie was at level C, no better than that, and it spelled a 22-point game.
Well, and another thing I think you're going to see tonight is Coach Hagemeyer does not play zone. I bet you see some zone tonight, because I guarantee you he saw some of that Bath film.
I guarantee you he plays some zone. 16 years for Tim as the head coach at New Knoxville. He's won two-thirds of his games, two-thirds of them, coaching the Rangers girls program. He does an excellent job, and they'll control the basketball and offense if they can get it into the half court comfortably. They'll make everybody touch it at least once, maybe twice, before a shot goes up. They'll try to compress the game and shorten the minutes. And I think the key, as we've always said about opponents playing Fort Loramie, the pretty good clubs come in here and they get pressured off the floor the first half.
Right.
If New Knoxville can hang around for two periods, we've got ourselves a contest tonight.
Well, they know what they're going to see. This is not a team that is going to be stunned by the defensive pressure that Loramie throws at them. And on the other end, New Knoxville's got three young ladies scoring in double figures.
Yep.
Led by Morgan Leffel with 14-2, and then Carson Henshin with 11-5, and Ellie Gable at 10-1. That's three really good basketball players. It seems like we've been talking about Morgan Leffel for about 12 years now.
Ellie Gable shoots the three at 35%. The club shoots the three at better than 35% as a team. Morgan Leffel at 14 a game, as you noted, Chuck, is an outstanding player inside and out. She can pop to the free throw line, bury the 15-footer. Key component to this game, depth. New Knoxville simply does not have it. They're probably limited to no more than six players. Fort Loramie will try to wear the Rangers down. That could be a factor in the second half for sure.
Well, they've only got seven girls truly that are varsity-only players, and then they fill out the rest of the bench with JV players.
Right. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality components. Here tonight for Fort Loramie, that winning combination is forget all about Saturday afternoon at Lima Bath. Do a better job handling the zone, which, as Chuck noted, the Redskins will probably see, and get Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose involved
or rather I should say those two young ladies need to get themselves involved in this game. For New Knoxville, the winning combination, handle Fort Loramie's pressure, stay the course, stay calm, nullify Fort Loramie runs. Easier said than done. But don't let Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose take over the game for a two-minute stretch and put up 8 or 10 quick points. The key building components once again for New Knoxville, as Chuck highlighted a few minutes ago, get double-digit scoring from Morgan Leffel, Carson Henschen, and Ellie Gable. Those three young ladies scored 16, 11, and 11 apiece in the win by 20 for New Knoxville over Botkins this past Saturday. Those three players on the inside for New Knoxville are key components. Speaking of such, the very finest in building components come from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I'd like to invite you to take your shot and buy a Fort Loramie long shot raffle ticket. Now, this raffle has prizes totaling over $195,000, and only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Some of the amazing prizes include a 2021 Jeep Wrangler, golf carts, ATVs, vacation packages, lots of cash prizes, and many more. Visit this website, flathleticboosters.com/raffle, to check out the full list of prizes and buy your ticket today before they're gone. All ticket sales support Fort Loramie Athletics. For information, call Derek at 937-248-6787, 248-6787. For information, you can check with the Fort Loramie Long Shot Committee at this email address, loramielongshot@gmail.com. Again, the website to purchase your ticket, flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Well, we'll return with starting lineups, opening tip, big game tonight, perhaps the very, very best girls game in the entire state of Ohio. It is number 11 New Knoxville on the road at number 1 Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And our anchor business partners include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. And LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Opening tip in the lineups in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Start dreaming. Hoyn and Hoyn Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyn and Hoyn property off Recker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyn and Hoyn Builders in Anna. Online at HoynandHoynBuilders.com.
Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, one of our anchor business partners here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Along with SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom, SecureCom online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Thanks as well to the Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And don't forget Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Fort Loramie Redskins last game, a loss, only loss of the year before Fort Loramie. Now 16-1, being beaten by Lima Bath 55-33 on Saturday. Previously, last Thursday, Fort Loramie beat Botkins 66-20. That was the last foe for New Knoxville this past Saturday. And the Rangers won that game over Botkins by a score of 52-32. You know, all of you will be smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing at Geyer's. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every single customer with great service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie, and see them online too at GeyersInc.com. Starting lineup being introduced for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Caitlin Gaston at guard, a 5'3 senior, 6 points a game. She is joined by Corinne Eichkamp, a 5'6 senior at 5.5 points a game. Kenzie Holscher, 13.5 a game on the front line, a 6-foot senior, with Dana Rose, a 6'1 senior at 11 a game, and Jaden Putoff at 6.5 points a game, a 5'10" senior. Redskins shooting free throws extremely well. In fact, Holscher, Rose, and Putoff all at 74% or better. Opening five for this new Knoxville Rangers team includes the following. Avery Henshin, a 5'10" junior forward. Haley Fletterjohn, a 5'5" junior guard, who shoots the three very well on the outside. Carson Henshin in the middle, 6-foot junior, 11 points a game. Morgan Leffel at a forward, a 5'7" senior, over 14 per contest. And Ellie Gable, very good shooting, fine ball handling guard, 5'6" junior, 10 points per outing. Fort Loramie wins the opening tip, throws it down inside to start this contest, and the Knoxville gets a mitt on it and pounds it out of bounds. Redskins throw it in at the elbow on the left. It's put off on the arc straightaway. Holscher, what kind of defense from New Knoxville, Chuck?
They're playing man right now, straight man.
Here is Gaston between the circles, outside the arc on the left to Dana Rose, into the head of the key. Gives it up to put off, 25 feet away on the right. Corinne Heitkamp on top. Good defense by New Knoxville, shifting man-to-man. 25 feet away on the left, it's Holscher, being guarded by Carson Henshin. Good match there, a couple of six-footers. Here's Dana Rose, picked up by Morgan Leffel. Now Gaston. Well, we played 50 seconds, no score, not a shot yet. Put off, loops it across the top of the key to Holscher. Now Gaston between circles. Caitlin retreats toward midcourt, gets instructions from head coach Carlos Siegel. On top to Corinne Heitkamp. Here's Holscher through the head of the key. Right wing, Corinne Heitkamp, who guns a three. Hit the backboard, rim came off. Good offensive rebound, put off, up and in. Well done, Jaden Putoff for Fort Loramie, which leads 2-0. We played a minute 20 here in the opening period. The Knoxville's got the ball outside the arc on the right. It is Morgan Leffel on the bounce. Good matchup there. Putoff checks her. And New Knoxville tries to lob from the corner into the lane, where it is snagged on the play by Haley Fletterjohn. She took steps, walked with it. Good defense by Fort Loramie to cause it.
Yeah, did a good job backside help that time.
6:20 left opening period. Fort Loramie 2, New Knoxville nothing. Outside the arc in the right row, straightaway Gaston. Picked up by Fletterjohn. Now Corinne Heitkamp back to Caitlin. Corinne on the right side of the floor. Had 6 3-pointers, did Corinne Heitkamp against Ottawa Glandorf. Dana Rose, left flank. Put off patrolling the foul line area. She drops down low. Coming out to catch is Heitkamp, who peers inside for a post player. No one home. Now Kenzie Holscher swings into the left corner, being trailed tightly by Avery Henshin. Now Gaston starts to drive, flares to the right, hits a cutter, Dana Rose in the paint, dropped it off her foot, goes out of bounds.
Well, they do a lot of standing. I mean, they all of their offense is perimeter oriented. They need to get into the seams and make somebody play defense.
Yes. New Knoxville's defense stingy here at the start. We played 2.5 minutes, 2-0 Fort Loramie. Here's a drive down the left side by Fletterjohn, who lets one go from 22 feet out, hit the backboard, rim no good. Long rebound, caromed Ellie Gable. She fights through traffic in the lane all the way to the rack for a deuce. Nice done by Gable of the Rangers, tied up at 2. 5:11 to go first quarter. Dana Rose, left side Corinne Heitkamp. Good hedge out high by Carson Henshin. Dana finds Holscher open, baseline right, short shot deflected. Rangers come away with it. Here's Gable. Bounce pass ahead to Fletterjohn, deep right corner. Swings the head of the key, elbow in the right, lets it fly, lip the rim, no good. Weak side rebound, Carson Henshin, slapped away by Fort Loramie. Outlet to Gaston, cross-court Holscher. Outside the lane on the left, blocking foul picked up by New Knoxville. Game tied at 2, 4:40 left here in the first. Thanks to our Rushi sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Inbound to down inside below the rim to Dana Rose, who gets the roll. It hung on the iron and dropped in, kerplunk.
Yep, she used some strength that time. That's what they need out of Dana.
4-2 Fort Loramie, 4:26 to go, opening period. Here's Gable, high left. Got a Gaston. Outside the arc on the left, it's Leffel. Flips on top to Carson Henshin. Bringing Dana Rose out on the floor. Right wing Gable. Picked up by Gasson of Fort Loramie. Ball dumped down inside. Pass is wide, intended for Leffel. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Bad angle on the pass. Need to take one more dribble, and then you got the triangle set up.
Hey, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, has a big sale right now. Large selection of light bulbs in stock. As Fort Loramie throws it down inside to Holscher, who misses it from short range. Rebounding foul against the Redskins. That's a shot Kenzie's going to make most all the time.
It is, but she's one heck of a volleyball player, and that's where she spends her time off season. She needs to learn to stop and power up and get three-point plays out of that.
Right.
She has a tendency just to flip the ball.
4-2 in favor of Fort Loramie, 3:45 to go first quarter. New Knoxville on the arc. It is Avery Henschen coming out to catch is Morgan Leffel. On her now, Colleen Brandewey for Fort Loramie, who's come on the floor from the bench. Played very well. 7 points second half on Saturday for Colleen. Here's a long three-point try, but Morgan Leffel off the back iron. Long board rose just past to Brandewey. Back to Dane in the middle. Dribbled off her foot. Colleen picked it up. Tried one from the left wing from 16. No good. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow favors New Knoxville. Again, thanks to Darren Yingst at the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Store. Large selection of light bulbs in stock. Sylvania and Fight Bulbs now through February 28th. Buy one pack, get one pack of equal value or less, free of charge. 112 East Pike. Big light bulb sale at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Carson Henschen turns it over for New Knoxville.
Well, they came out, got him in the half-court trap, and they weren't prepared for it.
And the offense in this game has stalled out.
Yep.
4-2 Fort Loramie. Left side pass for the Redskins to Corinne Heitkamp down below the rim to Brandewey. Left flank jump shot by Holscher. Long one for her. Out of her range maybe. Missed it badly. And then Gable in the forecourt for New Knoxville has a jumper crammed out of bounds. Athletic play, Colleen Brandewey.
I like Holscher taking that shot, though. I think that's a good shot for her to go ahead and put up in that situation.
Yeah, she and Dana can both pop out to 15. They've got range.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shot fake by Gable for New Knoxville, which trails 4-2. 2:40 left of the first quarter. Ball bounced off the foot of Colleen Brandewey. Rolls into backcourt. She gobbles it up and scores at the other end. Good hustle play, Colleen Brandewey.
Not sure how they missed the kick.
Yeah, it looked like it was booted, but Fort Loramie Redskins will take the gimme layup. Here's New Knoxville out of sorts. Ball is lost. They get it back. Try the three straight away. Gable hits it. Scattered floor. She took advantage. Long bomb, Ellie Gable. Excellent three-point shooter. 6-5, Fort Loramie. 2:12 to go first quarter. Ball entered into the lane to Holscher. Scrappy defense by New Knoxville. They pry it away. It goes far right side to Gasson. Fort Loramie controls with 2 minutes left, opening stanza. Here is Corinne Heitkamp whipping a pass straight away to Brandewey. Brandewey gives it up to Putoff. Hits the cutter, Colleen. Touched by New Knoxville, out of bounds. Superior Aluminum Products, a big supporter of area high school athletics. Superior in Rushi. Family owned, operated out of Rushi in Shelby County for over 55 years. Currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support the Superior Aluminum growth. Stop in, see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment options with Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And if you've got a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today. Discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Again, Craig Fissinger, the man to see at Superior about employment opportunities. Minute 28 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie up a point, 6-5. Redskins work the ball around the head of the key. Left side pass, Gasson. Zips it to the elbow on the right to Rose. It puts it on the deck, wants to drive. Cut off by Haley Flutterjohn. High left, it's Brandewey. She jacks up a three, it rimmed. Oh, she followed, got it back to the iron, left it short. Rebound, New Knoxville. Good idea by Colleen.
Good hustle.
Yep, couldn't finish in that congestion, though. Baseline left, it is Gable for the Rangers. Gives it up to Leffel behind the foul line. It rolled out. Good, strong offensive board. New Knoxville up and in. Nicely done on the inside against Waterman. Melissa Waterman, 5'7", junior forward, in off the bench, giving the Rangers a lift and the lead, 7-6. 38 seconds to go, first period. Fort Loramie now down one. Gasson outside the arc on the right. Flips it near side to Corinne Heitkamp. Goes baseline, pulls up. She's doubled. In trouble. New Knoxville playing tightly, not fouling. What's been ruled? Finally a jump. And the arrow enables Fort Loramie to keep it. 22 ticks left on the clock here in the first quarter. And Fort Loramie trails New Knoxville 7-6. Kind of game we thought we might have. New Knoxville giving up only 30 per contest. Fort Loramie only 25 and a half. Ball pitched into Rose. Formidable move down the lane. New Knoxville crams it. Loose ball picked up by Holscher. 16 to play, first quarter. 7-6 Rangers. Between the rings, Corinne Heitkamp coming out to get it. Holscher, 8-7-6. Here's Dana Rose looking for Kenzie inside. Can't find her. Now Kenzie baseline right with a second to go. Here's a jump shot right corner. Fort Loramie no good. Overshot by Kara Meyer. And the first period closes out. New Knoxville up by one. 7-6 over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are being simulcast tonight. I'm not sure if my volume is being picked up very well. We are being simulcast tonight on WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. 7-6 in favor of New Knoxville. We open play here in the second period. Made a microphone adjustment. Are we good, Chuck? Can you hear me well?
Yeah, we're fine. It was just too loud in my ear. It had nothing to do with you.
Cross-court pass to Riley Heitkamp for Fort Loramie, who's checked in. Riley on the arc in the bounce. Feeds into the lane to Holscher. Now Rose. Redskins work it hard. It goes to Dana on the cut. Missed the bank shot. Rebound baseline right. Saved in by Kara Meyer. Right to a Ranger player. Darting up the floor is New Knoxville. High right, it's Carson Henschen in the lane to a teammate. On the arc, Fletterjohn drives, puts it up on the go, makes it!
Tough shot.
New Knoxville leads it 9-6. Quickly, Fort Loramie straightaway Rose. Here's Brandewee, baseline left Holscher. Reverse layup of beauty. Well done, Kenzie Holscher. She loves that play.
She has perfected that.
6:42 left here in the second period. New Knoxville up 9-8, had been 9-6, with 6:40 to go in the second. Here's Carson Henschen finding an open play underneath. Shot blocked, but a foul. Shaking loose, Avery Henschen. She's at the stripe with a couple coming. 6:28 to go here in the second period. New Knoxville 9, Fort Loramie 8. Free throw in the air. It is right on the money. Off the fingertips of Avery Henschen. New Knoxville up 2, 10-8.
We're going to see some kind of a defensive switch right now because Coach Hegemeyer just signaled to the girls. Don't know if it's going to be a zone or a full court pressure. They put the two big girls back.
Second free throw, good, but it's wiped out. Apparently Avery had a foot on the line or stepped across too soon, one of the two. So negate the made free throw. Score remains 10-8 in favor of New Knoxville. Fort Loramie brings it to midcourt against token pressure. Here's Dana Rose, now Caitlin Gasson. Fort Loramie's offense has been stymied now for better than five quarters since the start of that Lima Bath game on Saturday afternoon. Gasson, top of the circle, goes to put off right flank, into the lane to Kenzie Holscher, draws a crowd, splits two defenders. Oh, what a shovel shot! Beautifully done by Kenzie Holscher. That was nice.
Got in the middle of that zone, took it right to the basket. I'm impressed.
10-10 tie. Here is New Knoxville trying to whip pressure down the floor. Carson Henschen picked up the pivot foot. She walked with it.
She needed to shoot it. I don't know where she was going.
5:46 to go here in the first half. Game tied up at 10 each. Midcourt with the ball. Brandewee for, or I should say, Gasson for Fort Loramie. High right, Corinne Heitkamp. Straight away to Holscher. Game even up at 10 each. Head coach Carla Siegel signals out play number one. Coming out to get it, put off. Carson Henschen on her. Now Dana Rose. Morgan Leffel on her. Dana loses her. Gave it up, got it back, and put it through. Good teamwork.
Yep. The old give and go.
12-10 Fort Loramie. Here's Morgan Leffel looping it to Gable. Gable fires an open player down inside, and Corinne Heitkamp lost her. Avery Henschen scored the deuce. Fine assist by Gable as New Knoxville retaliates to tie this game up at a dozen each. Dana Rose on the arc. Right wing, Gasson back to Dana. Far left corner, Corinne Heitkamp punched out by New Knoxville. Couple of changes. Colleen Brandewee in, Clara Gebhardt in for Fort Loramie. We've got a timeout called on the floor, 4:46, just under five to go, second period. We're tied up at 12 each. It's a good one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
The Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center, 101 East Pike. A new business partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery, by the way, from Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time for your convenience. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. That's the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Thanks to Allison Haas and her staff and associates at the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Well, a turnover by Fort Loramie, then one by New Knoxville. And here come the Redskins down the floor in a hurry. Ball batted out of bounds by the Rangers. We're tied at 12. Half the second quarter in the books. Baseline right of the rim. Gasson to trigger for Fort Loramie. Deep left corner, Corinne Heitkamp launches a three, overshot it. Good, weak side rebound by Gasson, who restarts the offense to Brandewee. Back to Caitlin. Carson Henschen coming to the scorer's table to check back in for New Knoxville. 25 feet away on the left, it's Corinne. Straightaway Gasson into the post. It goes to Gebhardt, who's got position. Shot blocked. Could have been ruled a jump, maybe a turnover. New Knoxville gets the loose ball anyway. Barreling down the floor hard goes Morgan Leffel. Too far under. Missed it. And Fort Laramie's got it back. We're still tied at 12. Gasson open on the arc. Shoots it heavy. Backboard rim. No good. Rebound Leffel to midcourt. Poked out before Laramie. New Knoxville gets it back. A dozen each. 3:34 to go. Second quarter.
As a team, Fort Laramie is just in a shooting slump.
Boy. Yes, you're right about that, Chuck.
And it becomes confidence. You're shooting it not thinking you're going to make it.
It is a low-scoring defensive tussle. 12-12 game. 3.5 to go. Second quarter. Here is a drive, but Gable into the lane, cracked into a Fort Laramie player, gave it to a teammate, baseline left, shot missed. Fort Laramie jams it out of bounds. New Knoxville will play it in.
Carson Henshin, not a big, strong-looking girl, but that was a heck of a tough rebound.
Yeah, she's done a lot of good things. New Knoxville impressive so far in this game, even up with Fort Laramie. Here's Carson Henshin on the arc. Baseline right to Avery. Little one-hander off the side of the glass. It's Holscher on the rebound. Loops it down the floor to Gasson. Hits the cutter, put off. Baseline right, muscles it up. She is clobbered on the arm. Couple of free throws here for Jaden.
Well, that's what we haven't seen for a couple of weeks now, or actually from Saturday and tonight. They're not running the floor. I mean, they need to really run the floor, and they just haven't been getting any easy baskets.
Good point.
At all.
Fort Laramie, over the years, including earlier this season, has thrived on transition baskets. Just simply beating the opposition down the floor. Jaden Putoff connects on the free throw. Boy, Jaden, Dana, and Kenzie shoot it from the stripe extremely well. Shot number two by Putoff. Dips the knees on the way. Got it again. Fort Laramie 14, New Knoxville 12. Rangers led 9-6 about 3.5 minutes ago. Since then, 8-3 run by Fort Laramie. Here's Gable 30 feet away for the Rangers. She resets the attack. She's got her foot on the center circle logo. Coming out to catch Morgan Leffel. How many points for Morgan so far, Chuck?
Morgan has scored.
Good job of Fort Laramie defensively. Leffel leading the Rangers in scoring at 14 on the year. Gable's got the ball straight away. Switching man-to-man by Fort Laramie. Put off trying to follow Melissa Waterman down inside. Has come off the bench to net two for the Rangers. A weave out front. Waterman hangs on. Bounces to Gable. Ball pitched on a bounce through the top of the key right to a Fort Laramie player. Two on two. Dana Rose strong to the rim. Banked it. Short. No good. Rebound Rangers. In backcourt. Here comes New Knoxville. Up ahead Gable. Outside the arc on the left, it's Waterman. Fort Laramie missed a chance. Last trip down. Minute 58 to go in the second. 14-12 Redskins. Dribbling off into the right corner. Gable baseline. Took a shoulder from a defender. It's a common personal. Minute 53 to go here in the second. 14-12 Fort Laramie. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Long three-pointer Carson Henshin circled the rim twice, came out. Fort Laramie got the rebound, lost it in the half court. Steal by New Knoxville. Rangers trail by two. Minute 26 left, second quarter. 20 feet away on the right, it is Haley Fletterjohn on the bounce. Through the head of the key, foul slapped down against Fort Laramie. That is the team's fourth. Kara Meyer picked it up. Number two on her. Baseline right, inbounded right corner. And the ball is punched away. Nicely done by Fort Laramie. Good reach in there by Is that Gebhardt? No, Putoff.
Putoff. And I'll tell you, this is just like Saturday. They've turned him over 10 times, but they're not getting any baskets out of it.
Cannot benefit. Fort Loramie not taking advantage. Good play there by Putoff as he had a fist in there on top of the leather, and it rolled off a New Knoxville player out of bounds. Redskins set up the attack with a minute to go here in the first half. And here's a sloppy pass out toward midcourt, out of bounds. Head coach Carlos Siegel is going to make a change. Clara Gebhardt in for Kenzie Holscher. Minute four to go here in the first half, 14-12. Fort Loramie up but two. Here is New Knoxville's Gable over the timeline. 21 all-time meetings between the two programs, and Fort Loramie has beaten New Knoxville every single time. Last 8 years they played, Fort Loramie's won five close ones. Here's a dangerous pass by New Knoxville across the bottom of the key over the heads of about four or five players, and Fort Loramie got fingers on it and drove it out of bounds. New Knoxville will play it in below the rim. Gasson back on the floor for Riley Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the basket. Gable on the floor to Carson Hinchin. That's a standard play right back to Gable in the corner. She's covered. Didn't get the look at the three she wanted. Baseline left, Flutterjohn into the post. Avery Hinchin punched away by Fort Loramie. Gobbled right back up on the arc by Leffel of New Knoxville with 28 seconds to go in the first half. And the Rangers, under Coach Tim Hegemeyer's instructions, will play 4-1. Down to 18, 17, 16. Here's Carson Hinchin between the circles. High right. It goes on the play to Morgan Leffel. Now Gable, 8, 7. Gable driving down the left side of the lane. Loops it cross-court to Flutterjohn, who jacks up a 3 at the buzzer. No, off the flange. Rebound to Gasson for Fort Loramie as the first half finishes out. Fort Loramie 14, New Knoxville 12. Sounds like a good high school football score at intermission, 14-12. Halftime at Fort Loramie. Redskins up a bucket. It's our radio break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service?
service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Now, back to the big game on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Here are Jack and Chuck.
And we are at Fort Loramie, intermission time, 14-12 lead, Redskins over New Knoxville. It has been a defensive tussle. Neither team, Chuck, shooting the ball very well at all through the first two quarters.
No, it's a very challenged offensive night tonight. I mean, yes, I'm going to give the defense a little credit, but neither team shooting the ball well. Neither team really running a lot of offense.
No, you're right.
A lot of standing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you took the words right from my mouth. It's been stationary offense for the most part throughout the first two quarters. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away.
Well, New Knoxville has a 12-9 rebounding advantage. They both have four offensive rebounds. New Knoxville's turned the ball over 10 times in the first half. Loramie turned it over five. The New Knoxville did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Loramie was there twice, made them both. Jaden put off individual scoring. Ellie Gable leads New Knoxville with five. They got three from Avery Henshin. They got two from Melissa Waterman off the bench and two from Haley Fletterjohn. Nothing from Morgan Leffel and nothing from Carson Henshin. So they got to feel pretty good to only be down two at the half.
Yep.
With those two young ladies not scoring. They scored 7 and 5, 12 for the first half. Loramie, three young ladies with four. They got put off with four. Rose with four. And Kenzie Holscher with four. Colleen Brandewee hit a two. They scored 6 and 8, and they lead at 14-12 at the half.
And New Knoxville once had a 9-6 lead with about 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie, a little mini spurt, outscoring New Knoxville 8-3 over the last nearly 7 minutes of that second quarter. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
It is Fort Loramie 14, New Knoxville 12, about 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Don't forget, we've got action for you on Friday night on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR from Anna. Fairlawn Jets play the Anna Rockets in a boys game. And then this Saturday night, Jackson Center boys on the road at Minster, the Tigers and the Wildcats. That should be a real tussle on Saturday evening at Minster. Not so sure, Chuck, some of these games leading up to voting week for boys prior to tournament draw, the games this week could have a bearing on seeding. We got one more 7 days of play to go into the record books at draw time.
I think probably the most important of this is for Anna. Yep. Being Division III, they really need to have a decent record to get be able to pick who they want to see when it comes to district time.
And lost to West Liberty Salem this past weekend on Saturday night by a scant 3 points. That did not help. So we'll just have to wait and see. That's all there is to it. At Shelby County Athletic League race on the boys' side, it is up for grabs. Who would have thought 2 weeks ago it could go any which way? A three-way tie, not out of the question. Botkins can win it outright. Anna can win it outright. Who knows? It's our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since our start 15 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight, we highlight Fort Loramie girls basketball player, junior Colleen Brandewey, daughter of Jeff and Stacy. Colleen is a 4.0 student, active in a myriad of different programs, FCCLA, Mathlete, Spanish Club, plays volleyball, History Club, yearbook, not sure about college, maybe Bowling Green, educational field, conceivably accounting, uncertain. She's got couple of years to figure that out, and she will. Morgan Leffel, senior basketball player, New Knoxville, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Keith and Sue, volleyball, pep club, Spanish club, church leadership team, National Honor Society, Ohio State University, ag business, her major. And by the way, her favorite pregame snack, Morgan loves peanut butter inside of crackers. That's what she was munching on, Chuck, when I talked to her about 45 minutes before the varsity tilt.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Cracker with peanut butter in between. Oh, that's a heck of a sandwich. I like to go double-decker. Cracker, peanut butter, cracker, peanut butter, cracker.
Well, I'll tell you what we need, what Loramie needs is to get on a roll, get somebody hot shooting it, and make it become exciting for them. Right now, they're not playing with any excitement.
No. Well, we start the third quarter of this game with Fort Loramie in front by a count of 14-12 over New Knoxville. Redskins have the ball top of the circle. It's put off. Looks for Rose slanting into the lane, covered up nicely by Morgan Leffel. On the arc to Corinne Heitkamp, now to Gasson, 25 feet away. Fletterjohn checks her. Between the rings put off, high left, it is Dana Rose popping out to catch Kenzie Holscher. Near flank, Gasson. Corinne Heitkamp on top, left corner Dana Rose. Here's Gable hedging out on top, forcing Gasson to midcourt to reset the attack. We played 45 seconds here in the third quarter, not a shot taken. Fort Loramie leads 14-12, good sticky man-to-man by New Knoxville, which steals the interior bounce pass. Well done by Carson Henschen. And New Knoxville can tie or take the lead. Here's Gable at midcourt, stops her dribble. Gives it up to a teammate, Fletterjohn. And here's a bobble pass stolen by Fort Loramie. Blazing a trail down the floor. Corinne Heitkamp all the way to the rim below the backboard. And she's walloped on the arm, and she'll get two. Alert play by Corinne. 6:53 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 14, New Knoxville 12. A couple of free throws here for Corinne Heitkamp. She dips the knees. Airborne with it, and rattled it right through there. 15-12, Fort Loramie. Chuck, that might be Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 3 points.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the start of the game. I think it is.
It was 9-6 New Knoxville at one stage early second quarter. Second free throw, Corinne. It lipped the iron. Oh, a good attempt at a rebound by Holscher. Baseline left. Rangers got a piece of it last. And now Fort Laramie's got an opportunity to convert with a two or a three after that second missed free throw. 6:51 left, third quarter. 15-12 Redskins. Ball inbounded, low on the right. Dana Rose, one bounce, up strong, 2 points. That's vintage Dana Rose right
there.
That's
what I like to see that. It just went up strong.
Here's New Knoxville throwing it away at midcourt. Ball intended, Gable for Carson Henschen. Out of bounds, Redskins possession. They're up 5, 17-12, 6:40 left, third quarter. Critical stretch of the game right here for New Knoxville. Here's an overplay and a steal. Well done by Morgan Leffel. She barges down the floor to the rack. Left it short. No good. Tough break, Rangers. And Morgan slaps her hand saying, my bad. Ball went out of bounds off Fort Laramie.
Well, they've got 25.7 points a game between her and Carson Henschen. Neither one scored.
Flutter John, high archer on the arc. Received the inbounds pass, missed it. It was a skyscraper, hit the rim. Long rebound, though, Rangers, who start the offensive flow once again. Into the post, Avery Henschen, and she is pushed to the floor. Common foul. 6 minutes, 13 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fort Laramie with its biggest edge. 5 points, 17-12. Baseline right of the rim, inbounded right corner, Avery Henschen. Out high, Haley Flutterjohn. Here's Gable dribbling between the legs against Gaston. She stops her dribble, makes a poor pass, not looking, and Fort Laramie carves it away. Ball looped down the floor to Gaston to the rim, lays it up, good!
Nice her catch.
Yep.
Because that was a tough throw right there.
Yes, nice reception by Gaston. A good loft to her. She finished. New Knoxville reeling a little bit. And they try to beat Fort Laramie pressure. Driving layup, Avery Henschen too hard. Fort Laramie back the other way, up 7. Dana Rose into the paint. Spin move, banked it, and made it. And Fort Laramie's on a roll. Coach Tim Hagemeyer needs a timeout. Bust out by the Redskins, who lead it 21-12. 5:32 to go in the third on Scores Broadcast.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For 76 years now, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection at Goffney make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery, too, at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family's got you covered. Now Fort Laramie comes out in token midcourt pressure after New Knoxville has fallen behind by 9. A surge by the Redskins in the first nearly 3 minutes of this third quarter of play. Fort Laramie is bolted to a 21-12 cushion. New Knoxville attacking to our left. Between the rings, it's Haley Flutterjohn. Outside the arc on the left, it's Morgan Leffel. Zone defense, Fort Laramie, is that what it is,
yep,
Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing a 3-2.
Deep in the right corner, it is Carson Henschen. Ball fed to the post. Here's a drive by Avery. Got below the rim. Tried to bank it high off the glass. It skimmed off the orange into the hands of a Fort Laramie player. It caught backboard. Barely ticked the iron. Redskins came away with it. Chance to go up here by 11 or 12. Oh, what a steal. Taken away by Gable. Gable for New Knoxville. Chugs down the floor. Baseline right. Tied up. nearly stolen by Fort Loramie. She missed the banker. Weak side rebound, Flutterjohn, no, but a foul on Fort Loramie. A couple of big free throws here for New Knoxville, which needs to dent the scoring column and get this down to a more manageable 7. 4:20 left here in the third period. Flutterjohn's free throw is right there. Two good foul shooting teams. Fort Loramie at 70%, New Knoxville 73%. Another foul shot here for Haley Flutterjohn of the Rangers, who trailed 21-13. 4:20 to go in the third. Shots on the way. Too hard. Hit the flange. Long board to Brandewee. Chest pass ahead to Kara Meyer. Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, a good wraparound pass to a teammate. Layup missed, but a foul. Put off, couldn't conclude it, but she's got two free throws. That was a nifty little curl pass in the paint area by Holscher. She found put off. She was hindered on the shot. Two free throws for her. First is in the air. Boom, she's got it. 22-13, Fort Loramie. 4:11 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie trailed 9-6 about a minute and a half into the second. Putoff's got them both. Tell you what, the big three on the front line for Fort Loramie shoot fouls.
They do shoot
exceedingly well.
Absolutely.
Putoff, Holscher, and Rose. Here's New Knoxville behind by 10, trying to break pressure into the lane. Avery Henschen, turnaround seven-footer, danced all around the rim, came off. Great save by Putoff in backcourt. Went high in the air over the end line, swatted the ball to Holscher. Fort Loramie a chance to go up a dozen or 13 midway third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Brandewee. Ball high overhead. Now Riley Heitkamp, left flank, Holscher wants to go baseline, pulls up 7 feet away, circles into the lane, and she's got her arms strapped. And I think she was trying to go up toward the rim.
She was definitely shooting.
Awarded two. And Kenzie will take the free throws. Fort Loramie ahead, but 10, 23-13. Kenzie makes it. 24-13, Redskins right on cue. Thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Both free throws by Holscher are right on the money, and now New Knoxville in backcourt is stymied. We've got a loose ball right in front of the Redskins bench, and the Ranger fans don't like it. It's awarded to Fort Loramie.
Well, I think the reason they're angry is because it was definitely off New Knoxville.
Foul, maybe?
And no. She tried to, Meyer tried to save it, but she was out of bounds when she touched. The ball was already out of bounds, so it didn't matter.
Good observation. From out of bounds, put off lobs, low on the left for Rose, too far, and New Knoxville gets the loose ball. High dribble at midcourt by Gable. New Knoxville down 12. Lobbed into the lane, Leffel, turnaround seven-footer. Boy, she just cannot find the cylinder.
No.
That ball skidded around the rim twice. Into the lap of a Redskin, down the floor, low on the right, Dana Rose off her fingertips, touched by Carson Henschen. New Knoxville with a piece of it last. 25-13 Fort Loramie. 3:05 to go, third quarter.
We've been watching Morgan Leffel play for three years. I've never seen her shoot this poorly.
Is she still at zero, Chuck?
She hadn't scored, and Carson Henschen has not scored.
That's crazy. Two of their top scorers. Fort Loramie's done a good job defensively on them, to say the least. Outside the arc on the left, it is Corinne Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Here's Brandewee between the circles. Left wing Corinne tries to fight against Gable to get into the key. Can't do it. Gives it to Putoff. Now Fort Loramie resets. Gasson 25 feet out. Now Colleen Brandewee throws to Dana in the lane area. Backpedaled, stumbled, went hard to the floor, coughed it up. New Knoxville's got it. 2:32 to go, third quarter. Rangers down 12. Gable 30 feet away. Now Morgan Leffel. Corinne Heitkamp checks her. Right side pass to Gable, busted up to Gasson.
Boy, Fort Loramie's defense to hold the Knoxville Shooters, Chuck, to 13 points for nearly three quarters. Amazing.
Yeah, well, they've got one free throw here in the third quarter. That's it.
Incredible D by the Redskins here tonight. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane, New Knoxville. I tell you what, that was a walk before the reach in, but New Knoxville is going to be bailed out. Common foul.
Blocking foul against Heitkamp.
Appeared to me to be a couple too many steps prior to the reach, but the man in stripes saw it differently. So we play on. He's a lot closer to it with far better eyesight. Ball thrown in beneath the rim by New Knoxville to midcourt, handled there by Fletterjohn, who veers off down the right side. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 12. And here's another pass broken up, intended for Fletterjohn. And it is redirected out of bounds by Putoff. Fort Loramie's defense is getting a piece of so many passes. Pass deflections, a big part of playing defense. Another one, ball lobbed inside to the cutter, Avery Henschen, and it was Dana Rose who stifled that play. 2 minutes. Ball being inbounded below the rim by New Knoxville, and we got a slap down foul against Fort Loramie. In the act of shooting was Avery Henschen. Dana Rose picks up number two, and that is four on Fort Loramie as a team. Couple of shots. Avery Henschen, Rangers, who are down 12. It's on the way. Swish. 25-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. Minute 59 to go. Period number three. Second shot is right down through the ropes. 25-15. Fort Loramie's lead 10. Under two to go. Third quarter. Colleen Brandewey's got it, far left side, picked up by Gable of New Knoxville. Fort Loramie in the white from top to bottom tonight. The home white jerseys, black numbers outlined in red. Here's Jaden Putoff, baseline left, getting the pass. Little fadeaway jumper, short corner, blocked. Well done, Carson Henschen. Loose ball down to Gable for New Knoxville. Right corner, Morgan Leffel, overshot it, much too heavy. Weak side rebound, Dana Rose. Morgan still scoreless. Caitlin Gasson, forecourt for Fort Loramie. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Left wing, Kenzie Holscher. Over the head pass, bulleted across court to Colleen Brandewey, to Kenzie. She's got an avenue. She's below the rim, and head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. Minute 7 to go as Kenzie was trapped down there. A little over 1 minute remaining here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
The final 67 seconds of the third quarter. Fort Loramie inbounding below the rim. Oh, a nice pass to Colleen Brandewey, who darts to the basket, catches, and scores. Well done. Was that Gasson on the assist, Chuck?
Gasson on the inbound, yes, sir.
27-15, Fort Loramie up 12. 55 seconds left, third quarter. Long heave, baseline right, Waterman for New Knoxville. On the arc to Gable from three-point land. It curled in and out. A lid on it for the Rangers, who are held in check tonight. Only 15 points.
26 below their per-game average. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. 27-15 Fort Loramie. Brandewee, Gasson, left side it goes to Holscher. Kenzie high overhead. On the bounce, weak side, Dana Rose. Dana peers inside, 18 ticks to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie to play for one at this point. Here's Gasson between circles, puts it on the deck. Veers to the right with nine to go. Straightaway put off. Left side pass, Colleen Brandewee. Jump shot short. 4 seconds remaining. Rebound to Knoxville. Outlet to Gable. Skips down the right side. Lets a runner go from 25 short on the shot. And the third quarter closes. Superb third period for Fort Loramie, which widens its halftime lead to 27-15 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie. Redskins up a dozen, 27-15 entering the fourth. New Knoxville led early second quarter, 9-6, with a little over 6 minutes to play. So since that point in time, Fort Loramie on a 21-6 spurt. And New Knoxville simply cannot find the hole. They can't get the ball in the basket. And here is an attempted play by New Knoxville. Gable's pass, foul line. Cutting below the rim was Avery Henschen. The ball snaked its way through traffic and went out of bounds to the Redskins. Fort Loramie's defense has had a lot to do with New Knoxville's offensive miseries tonight, Chuck. Here's a long jump shot by Kenzie Holscher, proving she has got long range.
Brandewee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Colleen Brandewee drained it. Holscher was right alongside, 22, but it was 10. Colleen Brandewee, who sparkled for Fort Loramie, by the way, in that game against Lima Bath on Saturday. Big bucket for Brandewee. Three-pointer. Enabling Fort Loramie to shoot out to a 15-point spread, biggest of the night. And after a rushed shot at the other end by New Knoxville, that was hurried by Gable and left it way short. Fort Loramie gobbled up the rebound. Redskins have it baseline left. Holscher tight roping the boundary, looks left and back to the right. Blocked shot, but a foul. Avery Henschen got Kenzie. When Kenzie gets it that close, Chuck, every time, little head fake, little shot fake, at minimum, she should be coming away with no worse than two free throws.
Yep, and that's what she did that time.
Yep. 6'5".
I was going to say, she has such good length.
6:56 to go in the fourth. Holscher connects at the stripe. Redskins again, a clinic at the free throw line tonight.
They're 8 of 9.
Kenzie again, 9 of 10. And Fort Loramie extends the advantage to 32-15. Here is New Knoxville outside the arc on the left. It's Morgan Leffel. Leffel on the bounce between the circles. Gable pops out to catch. And her shot's blocked by Gasson. Loose ball picked up by Gable. Below the rim, another block. Well done by Holscher. The ball hit Gable on the back shoulder. Rolled out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Redskins defense has been suffocating tonight. Here's Gasson walking it up for Fort Loramie. Popping out to catch Brandewee in the right corner. Wants to drive on Gable, can't do it, gives it up 25 feet away to Caitlin. Near side Brandewee. Ball high overhead. Now Gasson. Left flank Holscher, 6:18 to go in the fourth. Foul line extended right, put off, twisting, turning in the lane. Got it from 10 feet. Nicely done, but put off. Fort Loram has amassed a 19-point lead, 34-15, with 6:05 to go in the fourth. New Knoxville driving baseline right. Morgan Leffel double-teamed. Throws to Avery Henschen on the arc to Gable for three. The long launch is good. Ellie Gable hoists one in from distance, 34-18, Fort Loramie.
That's the first basket of the second half.
Here's a give and go. Gasson hits the cutting. Dana Rose down the lane, knifing through the new Knoxville defense as Fort Loramie carved out space in the paint area. Good drive, but Dana assist Gasson. Rose on the finish. Fine teamwork, and the lead is 18, 36-18. Again, New Knoxville, one bucket, second half. It was just scored by Gable, who tries the long three again. In and out. Rebound, New Knoxville. That ball rattled, spun away. 5:14 to go in the fourth. Holscher kicks it at midcourt. Rose picks it up. She's undercut. No foul call. Loose ball gobbled up before Loramie. Straight away, Gasson. 5 minutes left in this game. 36-18, Redskins. Backdoor cut, Rose catches from Gasson. Shot deflected. Well done by New Knoxville, which stymied a two-pointer there. Looked like a sure bucket. Baseline right, Leffel open. Missed it hard from 15. Hard luck shooting for Morgan Leffel tonight.
You know, injuries are part of the game, and this happened in volleyball, but you look down on the bench, and you see sitting down there 12 to 14 points a game.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That isn't going to get to play again until next year.
Yeah. And Ava Schultes, the young lady about whom Chuck is speaking. Full timeout Redskins, who have the ball in the half court, leading by 18 with 4:37 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here we go, the final 4:37, Fort Loramie 36, New Knoxville 18. Redskins inbounding in the half court. It is thrown into Caitlin Gasson, a little give and go with Corinne Heitkamp, fed behind her to Clara Gebhardt, who overshoots the 15-footer, and the weak side rebound collected by Avery Henschen of New Knoxville. Outlet to Gable, 4:20 to go in the fourth, 36-18 Redskins. Ball looped left side, Carson Henschen on top, Fletterjohn, deep left corner Waterman, working on Brandewee. Carson Henschen comes out to catch. Now Gable, baseline right, works on Gasson, throws one up. Not sure if that was a shot or a pass. Might have been intended for Avery Henschen, picked up by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, baseline J, Brandewee, no. Got it back, went to the rack, foul against New Knoxville. Fine hustle play by, I said Colleen Brandewee, it was Corinne Heitkamp.
Yep.
Good play by Corinne. Follow your shot. Good things often happen, and she earns two free throws. With 3:53 to go here in the fourth, 36-18 Redskins. Corinne's shot is good. 10 of 11 at the foul line for Fort Loramie tonight. That will improve that 69.5% on the year and take it up and over 70 for sure. Riley Heitkamp in for Caitlin Gasson for Fort Loramie. Second free throw here for Corinne Heitkamp. Spins the ball in her palms. Got it once more. 38-18 Redskins ahead by 20. Again, this was a three-point game 2 minutes into the second quarter. New Knoxville had nine at that point. Only 9 points by New Knoxville. in the last, count the minutes, 5, 8, 13, 20 minutes. 9 points in the last 20 minutes of playing time for the Rangers. That's how good Fort Laramie's defense has been tonight. Here is Gable, head of the circle, foul line. Tries to dump a pass down to Carson Hinchin in the right corner. And Fort Laramie's defense gets a mitt on it and pops the ball in the air out of bounds. How many deflections tonight for Fort Laramie?
A bunch.
Carla Siegel's got to be pleased with that statistic.
Well, they're still in that zone, and they're doing a nice job of not giving up anything on the inside.
Gable high right, near side Carson Hinchin. Left corner Flutter John, picked up by Colleen Brandewey on the arc to Gable. 3:06 to go. Skip pass, right corner Carson Hinchin. Now back to Gable. They rotated around on top. Minoxville unable to get someone free. Baseline left, it's Gable to Carson Hinchin straight away. Jumping, shooting, three-pointer. Hit the front rim, backboard, front rim, and fell into the lap of Colleen Brandewey. Down to Riley Heitkamp, into the post to Holscher. Head of the key, Brandewey. Open left side is Corinne. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound, Holscher up and good. Kenzie Holscher on the stick back for Fort Laramie, which leads it 40-18. 2:32 to go in the fourth. In the post, Avery Hinchin, left wing Carson Hinchin, swish, a trifecta. 40-21 in favor of Fort Laramie.
Yeah, they got one of their two leading scorers on the board now. They need Leffel to score.
Isn't that something, Chuck? These two young ladies, Carson Hinchin, Morgan Leffel, nearly 26 points a game between them. One bucket tonight, that's all they've had. Look at Holscher go to work with the left hand. Churning on the inside. Nifty play by Kenzie. Nimble on her feet. Looped it up with the left hand and dropped it in over the rim, over the front rim. Another long three-pointer by Carson Hinchin of New Knoxville hits the iron and bounds off the clock above the scoreboard. That last move, Chuck, by Kenzie Holscher was so good.
She's having a good second half offensively. She always has a good half defensively.
Tell you what, she's got more moves in her tank than we've seen.
Well, she dribbles between her legs. She's a good ball handler. Sometimes she's the best point guard to have.
All right, righto. Very good rebounder as well. Shot blocker. Defense extraordinaire. Redskins possession with a minute 31 to go in the fourth quarter, leading 42-21. Long three-pointer right wing. Riley Heitkamp chucked it up there a little too strong. Weak side board, New Knoxville. Holding foul on Fort Laramie with a minute 22 to go here in the fourth. 42-21, Fort Laramie, which had 6 points 2 minutes into the second quarter. New Knoxville was up 9-6 at that point. So it's been a 36-12 difference since that point in time. All Fort Laramie since early stages, second period. Redskins defense has been excellent. It has thwarted New Knoxville all night long. We've got a foul top of the key. Handling the ball, Flutter John for the Rangers, over guarding Riley Heitkamp, Fort Laramie. 1 minute to go here in this game. Redskins lead it by a count of 42-21. Fort Laramie's next tilt is Saturday, home with Houston at Fairlawn, Thursday, February 4th. Home with Versailles, Saturday, February 6th. And at Marion Local, Tuesday, February 9th. Redskins 16-1 coming in. This will make it 17-1. New Knoxville dropping to 13-3. Here's a beautiful left-handed banker in the lane. Pumped up and in by Haley Fletterjohn. Wow, she sliced up the Fort Laramie defense and hit the window right above the back of the iron. Kissed it in there, was hacked on the arm as she delivered it. Chance for a three-point play for Fletterjohn of New Knoxville, which trails 42-23. Free throw Flutter John is on target. 42-24 Redskins, 48 ticks to go. Here comes Gaston on the sprint. Fort Laramie's biggest lead, I think, was 22. Sounds about right. High left with the ball is Clara Gebhardt for Fort Laramie. They rotated around on top. Pitched into the right corner to Paige Eilerman, 5'10 senior, who's out there with Clara Gebhardt, a 5'10 senior. Here is Colleen Brandewee with 19 seconds to go. Gives it up to Gasson. Colcher nor Rose on the floor for the final seconds of this game. Redskins up 18, under 10 remaining. Here's a steal. Looping pass cross court, pulled down by Avery Henschen of New Knoxville. And then coming up from behind, Riley Heitkamp on the theft. A long 30-footer by the Redskins at the buzzer. No, and that's it. Fort Loramie defeats New Knoxville 42-24. Redskins look sluggish the first 10 minutes of this game into the second period, but then turned it on and blitzed their way to a 42-24 victory. Good bounce-back win for Fort Loramie here tonight by 18 points over the Rangers. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tire, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs, TomJerry's.com, plus custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, and Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. A note from Riemann Drywall, a new business partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. Riemann Drywall in Anna, offering professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses too. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513, 937-538-0513, drywall done right the Riemann way. Chuck, take a look at our scorebook and our Clancy's Award winners tonight. Redskins victorious by 18 over a good New Knoxville team, 42-24.
Yeah, they took them a little while to get rolling tonight, but they looked like Loramie again in the second half.
Yep.
24-20 rebounding advantage. Both teams had 6 offensive rebounds. New Knoxville turned it over 16 times. The Redskins 11. 11-12 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. 4-5 for New Knoxville. Only they didn't have anybody in double figures. Ellie Gable scored 8. They got 6 from Haley Fletterjohn, 5 from Avery Henschen, 3 from Carson Henschen, 2 from Melissa Waterman. Morgan Leffel did not score. They scored 24 points for the game. The Ellie Gable is going to be my player, Clancy's player of the game for New Knoxville. On the other side, Loramie led in scoring by Kenzie Holscher with 12. They got 10 from Dana Rose, 8 from Jaden Putoff, 7 from Colleen Brandewee, who had another good game, 3 from Corinne Heitkamp, 2 from Caitlin Gasson, and Kenzie Holscher is the Clancy's player of the game for the Redskins.
Chuck, 7 points, 2 games in a row now for Colleen Brandewee off the bench, giving the Redskins a nice boost.
And she rebounds well. She plays pretty good defense. She's becoming a player.
I need to apologize to Morgan Leffel. She was one of our 2 locale equipment spotlight players here tonight. Colleen for Fort Loramie was our halftime locale equipment spotlight player. I think I put the hex on Morgan, who did not score a single point.
I'm going to give more credit to Loramie's defense than your hex.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, Colleen Brandewee and Morgan Leffel were our locale equipment spotlight performers at the half. And again, Chuck, our Clancy's Award winners for the 2 teams, Gable for New Knoxville.
And Holscher for the Redskins.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, it's definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. Southeast side of Minster, Stonegate is adjacent to Paris Street Park and within a short walk from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. No substitute for experience at Wygant Real Estate Development. We continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, WygantDevelopment.com. We also salute Steve and Ted's in Anna, 8315 State Route 119 West. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. That's Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Your local Lennox dealer, Steve and Ted's, were proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. Chuck, was this just what the Fort Loramie girls basketball team needed after being drubbed by 22 points by Lima Bath on Saturday for loss number one of the year?
Well, I mean, yeah, they needed to come out, and I think they had a little bit of a hangover in the beginning of the game, mm-hmm. give New Knoxville credit. But they turned it around. They played really well. They played great team defense, and they did enough offensively to win the basketball game by 18.
Yeah, and eventually, over the course of the game, the Redskins solved New Knoxville defensively and found some creases down inside, worked the ball to Kenzie Holscher, especially 6, 7, 8 feet away from the basket.
Well, I was surprised that New Knoxville didn't. They played zone one time down the floor. Yeah, didn't want to see it again. And I'm certainly not knocking Coach Hagemeyer. He has done a fantastic job through the years. You know, I might have looked at it a little bit longer, but not my team.
Second straight superb game off the bench for Colleen Brandewee for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, she's going to be a really good player for him next year.
Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, Friday night from Anna. Fairlawn boys play the Anna Rockets, who technically sit atop the Shelby County boys race with a mark of 7-2, Botkins 6-2. Botkins has two games left with Fairlawn, the 30th of this month, the 5th of February. So Botkins will make up that one game right there by playing Fairlawn twice yet. So the two teams are even in the loss column. Anna one more win. Anna 7-2, Botkins 6-2. The Rockets try to hang on to that top spot by half game on Friday versus Fairlawn. Big MAC SCAL interconference game on Saturday night. Jackson Center, Shelby County League, Minster Midwest Athletic Conference. They lock horns in a big boys game Saturday evening, airtime at 7 online and on the radio on Saturday night. I'm looking forward to both boys games this weekend. Want to see the Jets for the first time. Anxious to see Anna, their quickness, the three-point shooting, and Aiden Reichert against the two young men on the inside by the name of Nixon, the Nixon brothers from Minster. Wow.
Should be a good one.
Yeah, that should be a blockbuster on Saturday evening. For our scoresbroadcast.com online audience, for our WMVR radio audience, and for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have beaten New Knoxville by a final score of 42-24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.